We're in Nzarikore in Guinea, and we have there are no alerts or reported cases in Guinea at this time. No.
Were they able to contact trace all the way back to Guinea? Or
we don't have any information on how far that we call it the INSS, the Agence Nationale de Sécurité Sanitaire, who is the organization responsible for epidemic management in Guinea. And so I'm sure they're mobilized. That's all ongoing. The Guinea part of the response is building up right now.
It seems that there are more flare-ups in recent years. Is this an actual case of there being more flare-ups, do we know, or is it more about better monitoring of cases and better mechanisms and infrastructure in place now?
Well, I'm not sure that anybody can truly answer your question. There was, of course, the sustained epidemic from 2014 to 2016, and then there was the flare-up the next outbreak that occurred. I guess the first case was identified mid-January. The epidemic was declared on February 14th, and it seemed like the genetics, the sequencing of that strain of Ebola virus was most compatible with the 2014-2016 epidemic, right? And so we'll have to wait and see what the sequencing on this particular case turns out to be. But it seems that this is, just a sign of the need for intensified disease surveillance in the area. I mean, not only are we dealing with recurrent cases of Ebola virus disease, but this is all taking place in the context of coronavirus in Nzarikore in our Ebola treatment unit. We've been managing COVID cases as well as Lassa fever. And of course, you're aware of the Marburg case that was declared a couple of weeks ago in Gekedu. So all of these point to the need for further improvements in disease surveillance.
I know the infrastructure has slightly improved, I think, since 2014, but these are very remote areas that are difficult to get to, difficult for medical personnel to get to, difficult for people to get to health clinics, I believe, correct?
Well, sure, access to health care, yes. It's difficult for geographic reasons, it's difficult for economic reasons, but, nonetheless, they managed to relatively rapidly identify the outbreak in January of this year. And, time will tell whether this current outbreak has been building up if we find other cases or whether this case was identified quickly with a little knock-on, so to speak, disease. Or